Good afternoon, everyone. It's wonderful that we're all here together to support our own practice and to support each other's practice. Thank you. And particularly thanks to Zhongbong Sunsinim for his guidance. So a couple of things. First, it was wonderful to see the formal meal practice again. You guys look so good, so at ease with the form, so thank you. And yesterday, Les saved me. He reminded me that it was the birds who made that passage from Ecclesiastics into turn, turn, turn. So if your memory was as bad as mine, there you go. And thanks to him for that. So yesterday, the subject was just sitting. And today, if you will, it's just seeing, sort of companion pieces in a way. So most of us here are only human. At least that's my impression so far. And therefore, we tend to prefer to live lives as free as possible from fear, from confusion, discontent, ignorance. I think we can all agree on that. And we recognize that practicing in order to experience reality as it is the way, or at least a way, to move ourselves in that direction. So what we're talking about now is direct perception. Or just seeing, or awareness. The direct intuitive experience of reality that we have when our busy thinking minds quiet down and we discover that we are the vast interconnected nature of everything. So are all the 10,000 things. This is just seeing before we get any direction from anywhere, before ideas form, before we start thinking, thinking, thinking. We call this waking up. Just this. This is seeing before anything is distorted by the desires and or beliefs that get imposed on us by our culture, our society, our parents, our friends, the media, whatever. Seeing before things are distorted by what we think we want and what we think we want to reject. This liberation of our minds, if you want, you know, if you will, is direct awareness of reality as a whole. And we can all experience this. It's accessible to anyone willing to pay attention to the unclouded moment of what's actually happening. Nothing special, just what's actually happening. The Buddha's teaching on this is quite plain. He taught that awareness of the present moment is essential if we want to be free from suffering. Why? Because that's what lets us see reality, the truth, the actuality of impermanence and non-self. And that opens us to insight and to wisdom. This isn't just being aware of things, but a deeper, non-judgmental view of the true nature of reality. It's so freeing. He's not talking about awareness of something in particular. He's talking about pure awareness itself, being in touch with this very moment. There's nothing flighty here. Quite down to earth. We aspire to move beyond our thinking mind in order to experience our true nature. The ability to just be here now and see things as they are, rather than things obscured by the stories we hear about them or the stories we tell ourselves about them. We're talking solely about the here and now. Not with theory or clinging to something that happened in the past or grasping for something that might happen in the future. You know, I think that's one reason why when Zen moves from culture to culture, it remains so totally relevant, whether it's the year 500 or the year 2025, because what it's about is this moment. And again, we can all attain it. Just wake up, let go of our delusions and illusions, and take a close look at how unique, how rare, how astonishing our very existence is. We're alive. All of us here today, all of us just sitting in the broader sense, are cultivating that deep awareness. And in doing so, we begin to be able to offer to our friends, our family, our community, an intuitive, calm, useful presence. No matter what fresh hell is thrown at us or what moment of heavenly bliss descends on us, we're not going to always be right. We aren't always going to know the best move, but we aspire to save all beings from suffering, and we completely and deeply live it all. Now, a lot of us from time to time will get frustrated by the lack of results from practice. How come I'm not enlightened yet? Just kind of funny. Or we get stuck in the idea we're doing it wrong because our minds are full of thinking. Easy. Just put all that down. Awareness does not require that we somehow force our minds to be peaceful or slam on the brakes of thought. No, awareness is in just observing the mind as it is. A lot of what I'm talking about is mindfulness. Again, just cultivating an awareness of the moment, both the interior moment and what's going on around us. That means giving our intuition some room to breathe. You know, quantum physics, if you look at it, logic does not appear to be the driving force there, does it? Yet it's physics. It's all matter and energy. But if you read much of it, even without the math, which believe me is the way I read it, that Harry Potter series starts to look like a documentary. Another testimonial from science that we should be paying more attention to our intuition. We aspire to hold on to that state of paying attention throughout the day. It's not hard. It's not easy. We just do it. Come back again and again to this moment. When we're practicing, we see our thoughts, but we just let them come and go. We let our small eye go and just experience it directly. Just experience directly. We know that everything is constantly changing, 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 but awareness is constant. The true nature of mind. We're totally present, aware of impermanence, aware of interconnectedness. And this spacious awareness causes our grasping, our fear, our focus on ourselves to fall away, helping lead us to our original, natural, compassionate state. That's how we can be ready when any kind of emotions arise. We can take a beat, as Jibong Desan Sanim would say, and just be open to what we're experiencing, allowing us to respond in more skillful ways to whatever comes. We cultivate our receptors, our open awareness that lets thoughts and emotions come and go naturally without the need to judge them, without the need to wrestle them to the ground. We just see them. In this state of awareness, we're like that famous clear mirror, reflecting everything. Without pushing anything away or grasping at anything, we just reflect what's true. And in this way, the false separation between ourselves and what we see disappears. Our minds and the 10,000 things reveal themselves as a seamless flow of what is. So this awareness isn't something to be made into a goal, something we can aspire to in the future. No, it's to be realized moment to moment. And our aspiration to practice both formally on the cushion and throughout the day That's what gives us that opportunity. Sitting meditation is the key. Day-to-day living is the door. Open it, and awareness comes shining through. This is how we wake up to our true nature, to what we really are, free from illusions and delusions, and again, with a profound grasp of the interconnectedness of all things. This is one reason, why practicing good form when we sit is important to us. We attain this present moment awareness by integrating our body, our breath, and our mind as we sit as an alert, non-judgmental being. When you sit down again today, check your posture. Our erect, relaxed body sitting helps create a stable, grounded mind. The habit of sitting in a stable posture cues our mind to settle down and into the present moment. Steady rhythmic breathing can bring our minds back from wandering to the past, to the future, or the shopping list. Being meticulous about our posture and our breathing, returning to the same posture again and again, also means we get to know our bodies. We can more easily spot it when there's tension, and so find it a lot easier to heal that tension. Remember, all this is an aid of achieving nothing. Just wholehearted sitting. We let go of self-centered striving and recognize that the posture, the practice, they themselves are waking up. We wake up to our own naturally clear and vital nature that again recognizes the interconnectedness of everything. Through consistent and dedicated sitting meditation, we train our minds to be stable and awake, and we discover clarity, a balanced emotional life, and resilience. George Harrison, I got a feeling some of you don't know who he is, which is an idea I can't get my head around. But anyway, George, peace be upon him, wrote this great lyric, and it goes, when you've seen beyond yourself, then you may find peace of mind is waiting there. And the time will come when you see we're all one and life flows on within you and without you. Thank you for your patient listening.